Whoever is not home grows sick. Whoever is not home grows sick. Maybe I'm writing towards the cure of this insanity. Home me, I say to my friend. Go back, said the crowd, as Lazarus emerged. Eat something, said the father when the prodigal walked in. Silence,
said the word silence, that has so little silence in it. Bodies too. They make a bit of noise to live. They leave a ghost scent behind inside a jacket. This one, says the widow, we will bury him in this. And then nothing, as if in silence he returned.
I wore my father's clothes around the house, his smell, his glasses, the little arms reaching down behind my ears. Prescription correct. I wore his old man body over my own body, the hair on the backs of his hands. I wore the air around his body, his last breath.
Any wonder I looked to correspondences with friends to hear the words he gave me, and beyond that, a friend. I look to a postcard of a sea green Buick in the 50s, the smell of rain in the damaged fabric, and on the dash, the postcard once again. Welcome, stranger, it says.
I took to calling in the late hours when I knew there'd be no answer, found religion in the margins of my books, put on Coltrane's psalm, and said the prayer he wrote, a syllable for every note. I remember my father driving in silence.
And me beside him in a wholly other silence that passed through his the way a river passes through the sleeve of another. And then my silence left. It rippled. It turned to the waver of a saxophone that drives all night into the red horizon.